Welcome to the C3 SYD podcast. Our heart for you is that you would know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. To find out more about our church, head to our website at c3syd.church. We hope that this message encourages you today.
Here comes the sun. Really incredible Christmas season in 2025. And something that we are always looking forward to in December is summer camp. Come on, all the youth. Now, look, this thing called summer camp is not just youth's thing. This is our whole church's thing. And so we want you to be involved. If you want to sponsor someone, we'd love you to do that. If you've got a friend who has a teenager, send them to summer camp in January. It's going to be the most amazing time. Go to our website for all the details. Talk to our team in all our locations. And we got like a bake sale. We got all these things happening so that we can support summer camp. And it's such an incredible time. Jess and I can't wait for summer camp. Okay, Christmas season, kick off today. Want you to know some dates. Who likes dates? Not the food, but for your schedule. Yeah, okay, the calendar. Have a look just here. Have a look. Can you see that? Okay, so next week, 7th December, we have our ugly Christmas sweater competition. We're going to have a blast, everybody. We just want to have some fun this Christmas. So here's what we want you to do. We want you to go this week, buy a Christmas sweater, the best one you can find. And let's have fun. Let's come and have fun. We're going to have food. Let's hang out. Come next week, bring a friend, bring a jumper, and let's have a great time. Then after that, on the 14th, have a look. We have our Christmas parties in all our locations. And so we're going to have an incredible time. There'll be like a nativity production. There's going to be all sorts of things happening outside to hang out, have fun, and really celebrate Christmas. So we want you to prioritize, maybe if you're a part of our church, someone on your harvest card, someone you've been praying for, someone you've been loving on. This is the weekend to bring them. And then the week after, on the 21st of December, we're going to close out the year before our Christmas Eve and Day services with baptisms. Baptism Sunday on the 21st, and we're going to see so many beautiful people go from death to life in Christ, get fully immersed in the gospel, in the good news of what Jesus has done. So do not miss a weekend in December. And then we have our Christmas Eve and Christmas Day services, Christmas Eve in Northern Beaches and Day in our Northern Beaches location, Christmas Day in our Central West location. We don't want you to miss those. And Upper Lower North Shore, come and join us at one of our locations for Christmas Eve and Day. Here's the thing I want you to know. Here's the thing. I would encourage you, I don't know what your plan is this year, but I want to ask you to plan to be at a Christmas Eve or Christmas Day service. To put Jesus right at the center of your Christmas celebrations. And I want to put that out to you. Plan your dinners, plan your celebrations, plan Christmas Day with Jesus in the middle of it. And I think the best way you can do that is come and be in like our Christmas Eve, Christmas Day services. Be like an hour a bit. We're going to worship. We're going to look to Jesus, celebrate him on his birthday. And then we're going to talk about Jesus, and then we're going to go and celebrate the rest of the evening or the day. So I want to ask you to set that aside and make it a priority to come and join us for Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. Amen, everybody? Come on, can I get a good amen? Amen. So there's the dates. Let's go to John 1, 1 to 14. As we kick off, here comes the sun. Let's read along. Here it says, you got your Bible? Let's read along. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light. Everyone say light. Light of all mankind. The light, everyone say light. Good job. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Verse 6, it was a man sent from God whose name was John, John the Baptist. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. Everyone say light. Yeah. Verse 9, the true light. Come on, everyone say light again. Am I annoying you yet? Light. Say light. Good job. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet, verse 12, to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Ah! Children born not of natural descent nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. Verse 14, the word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Full of grace and truth. You know that song from the Beatles? This is the lyrics. Here comes the sun. Do, 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 do. It's not quite right, but anyway. Here comes the sun, and I say it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, yeah, you love it. It feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Do, 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 do. Here comes the sun, and I say it's all right. Little darling, the smiles returning to the faces, little darling. It seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, and I say it's all right. This song written by the Beatles is a song about hope and relief and new beginnings. It was written by George Harrison. It was inspired by the arrival of spring. After a long, cold, lonely winter, both literally and metaphorically representing the end of a difficult period in his life, the song captures the joy of the sun emerging and is a testament to the idea that difficult times are temporary. And this song is very appropriate, in fact, because when we look at the arrival of the Son, S-O-N, Jesus Christ, when we look at his arrival, we actually see that Isaiah prophesied that Jesus would come, the Messiah would come. 700 years prior to his arrival, we read in Isaiah 9, verse 6, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Here comes the Son, everybody. Here comes the Son. And here, 700 years before his arrival, Isaiah prophesies that Jesus is coming. 700 years they waited. 700 years the people of God suffered. 700 years they lived in and out of obedience, following their own ways, looking for God, and so often falling into their own works and self-righteousness. And then finally, 700 years later, it's been winter. It's been a horrible time. 700 years later, here comes the Son of God. God himself, 100% human, 100% divine. The incarnate God, born as a baby in a manger. Here comes Jesus Christ, the answer that for 700 years they've been talking about, praying about, dreaming of this answer. And here is the Messiah. This is what Christmas is. Christmas is so crazy. It is the most exciting thing. And for us, every time we come to Christmas, we should be so expectant. We should be so full of anticipation to relive every year, to remember every year that Christmas means the Messiah has come. God has not ignored the need of humanity and stayed off in a distant land. God has come as the answer. This is why we celebrate Christmas. This is why. And what's amazing about when Jesus arrived is that those who were proud, they missed him. Those who were full of themselves and their self-righteousness missed him. But to those who were humble, to those who were hungry, to those who were thirsty for God, they saw him. And note this, proud people can't see. Proud people can't see. They can't see what God is doing. They can't see what God is saying. Proud people cannot see. They are blind to what God is doing. Humble people can see. Hearts that are humble can see God. Pure hearts can see God. James 4:6 says he resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So Jesus arrives, a baby in a manger, fully God, fully man, like an interruption. Like Jesus came and interrupted people right in the middle, right in the middle of their normal life. Think of Mary. She's about to get married. Jesus turns up. Big interruption. Think of the shepherds out in the field. Hey, you talking about me? What are you doing here? He usually mentions me too. Okay, wise man, what are you doing here? I normally come after him. Guys, I was talking about Jesus interrupting people in the Bible. I wasn't talking about you interrupting me in the middle of this message. Okay, my bad. Classic us. Classic. You guys can go now. Thanks so much. Very funny. Get out of here. So the thing about an interruption is it wasn't really an interruption. It was kind of more like a disruption. Because an interruption is when you're doing something, someone interrupts you. Once they've finished doing what they're doing, interrupting you doing what you were doing, you go back to what you're doing. It's an interruption. You're doing one thing, you're interrupted, you go back to it. A disruption is you're doing something, you get an interruption that is so massive, so impacting, that it changes what you were doing to do a new thing, a new way. Jesus came and disrupted all of eternity. He disrupted all of human history, not so that we could go back to what we were doing, so that we could step into a new kingdom, so that we could step into a new way, so we could become a new creature in Christ, a new creation, so we could be born again. Jesus came and disrupted everything that we knew, everything that was once the way we lived, once how we saw ourselves. Here comes the sun, everybody, is what Christmas means, to disrupt and change everything. And so we're going to look at Mary. We're going to look, here comes the sun to Mary over these next couple of weeks. Here comes the sun to Mary, a normal Jewish girl, a teenager. She was engaged. Here comes Jesus, disrupts. Here comes the sun to the shepherds. We're going to look at the shepherds, people who are just working, doing their job, people not favored in society. Here comes the sun to disrupt. Here comes the sun to the wise men who knew they needed someone greater than themselves. Here comes Jesus to disrupt. Here comes Jesus to the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Here comes the sun to disrupt. And we're going to be unpacking this over Christmas season. It's going to be amazing. Go back to John 1 with me. John 1. Go down to verse 8. Look what it says. He himself was not the light, speaking of John the Baptist. So John the Baptist was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. Look at this. If you're reading this, circle this in your Bible. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right, underline that in your Bible, the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. But born of God. Three things I want you to see as we kick off Christmas season. Number one, the true light. Jesus was the true light. It says the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. So when Jesus came into the world, he comes the Son. As he comes into the world, he came as true light, which means there are false lights. I was researching on Dr. Google, and I read this. The main difference is that sunlight has a complete spectrum of visible light and invisible light with even color distribution, which offers biological benefits like vitamin D production and circadian rhythm regulation. I was comparing sunlight to artificial light. Then it says artificial light has a narrower spectrum, often lacking UV and red-blue wavelengths, though it can be controlled for brightness and color temperature, while artificial light provides consistent and customizable illumination, you can control it, it lacks the same full range of health-promoting properties as natural sunlight. Who knows? You need some good vitamin D in your life, everybody. Yeah, I mean, yeah, be wise. But you need sunlight. Blue light isn't going to cut it. Artificial light isn't going to cut it. You need real light. And just like we need sun, S-U-N, we need the sun, S-O-N, light in our life. You were made not for artificial man-made sources of light. You were made for the very light of God. You thrive and you flourish when you have the light of the Son of God shining on your life. And when all you have is types and shadows of light, you never have the real thing. Here's the thing. False lights, man-made light, artificial light can be manipulated. It can be used for all sorts of purposes that are not good. True light can't be manipulated in the sense that you cannot control the sun, the S-U-N, and in the same way, you cannot control God. You cannot control God. You need a God. You need a source of light in your life that is bigger and greater than you. And if the only source of light in your life is a relationship, is pleasure, is coffee at a cafe, is food, if that's the thing that lights up your life and it's something that you can control, it's too small. It's too small. You were made to have the light of God, of whom you cannot control, shining in your life. Because when you have God's light, you have the creator of the universe shining in your life. You know what happens? Everything in your life gets in order. Can I tell you today, if you feel far from God today, listen, you don't get your life in order and then bring God into it. That is not what this is about. You bring God into your life. You bring the true light into your life. And when you get the true light of God in your life, it starts to put everything else in order. Suddenly now you relate to people better. Suddenly now you're not using relationships to get pleasure. You're not using food. You're not using entertainment. You're not using all these things. You've found the true light, the source of life itself. and it puts everything in order. True light heals. It has healing properties. False lights drain you. True light never runs out. False lights have a lifespan. So here's what Christmas means. The true light of the world, the light you've been looking for, the freedom you've been looking for, the peace you've been looking for, the joy you've been looking for. You've been looking for it in a bottle. You've been looking for it in drugs. You've been looking for it in parties. You've been looking for it in your work. You've been looking for it in your money, and you have not found true light. You've found a type, an artificial source of light. But this Christmas, listen to me, this Christmas, friend, you are going to find true light, the light of the world, Jesus Christ, who created you. It says that the world did not recognize him because Jesus doesn't look like the world. Jesus isn't like the world. Jesus isn't like anybody else you've ever met. He is faithful. He is true. He is consistent. And you can trust in him. The last thing it says I want you to see in this scripture in John 1, it says, those who believe in him, in verse 12, will become children of God. Children of God. As I close, listen, church, friends, family, all our guests, listen to me. We are all God's creation, but we are not all God's children. The only way you and I become a child of God is through believing in Jesus. You don't become part of the family of God just because you were created by God. You become part of the family of God. You are grafted into the family of God. You are adopted into the family of God through Jesus Christ. The universe doesn't get you there. Spirituality doesn't get you there. The road to God is very clear and distinct. It is Jesus and only Jesus. And so today, in just a moment, you're going to have an opportunity. If you're here today and you do feel distance from God, you're going to have an opportunity right now. Team, come and join me. You're going to have an opportunity just in a few moments to invite the true light into your life and to go from being just a creation of God to being a child of God. And this changes everything. Here comes the Son to disrupt, to transform, and to set you free today. In Jesus' name. We're going to have an incredible Christmas season, everybody. From Jessen and I, we love you so much. God bless you. See you soon.
Thank you for listening to the C3 SYD podcast. To make sure you don't miss out on our next podcast, click subscribe. If you want to find out more about following Jesus, get connected, or find a C3 SYD location near you, head to c3syd.church/connect-with-us. Don't forget, you can find us on YouTube and Instagram at c3.syd. We look forward to having you back soon.